Well, on this day, when we're talking about the country's racially fraught history, the Supreme Court ruled that Texas was within its rights when it refused to issue a license plate with the Confederate flag on it. The group called Sons of Confederate Veterans had sued, saying the state violated its right to free speech by rejecting the license plate. But the justices rejected that claim. Dahlia Lithwick covers the Supreme Court for Slate, and she's with us now. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Peter.
So what did the justices say about why Texas did, in fact, not violate the right to free speech in this case?
Well, this was a close case. This was a 5-4, not the usual suspects, all the liberal justices, and joined by Clarence Thomas, one of the most conservative justices, side with the state of Texas against the four ordinarily conservative justices. And in effect, what they say is, look, this is a license plate. It's not a bumper sticker. And once it's a specialty license plate and people know that Texas has some part in that, then it's not about individual speech. It's not just me, a guy with my license plate. It's the state of Texas speaking. And as far as Justice Breyer, writing for the minority, felt, he said Texas gets to choose its message. Once you're talking about a license plate, a reasonable observer might think that Texas supports this Confederate flag, and so the state gets to pick and choose.
Well, as you said, something very interesting happened here. Justice Clarence Thomas sided with the four liberal judges. Very interesting. What do we know about why he sided the way he did?
Well, he doesn't write separately, so we don't know. So Justice Breyer presumably speaks for the five liberal jurists in this case. We do know that he has been sensitive to certain symbols. We certainly know he helped the court become more sensitive to what the impact of a cross burning is, for instance. So it may be a symbolic thing, but one hesitates to speculate. He may simply have felt, in agreement with the majority, that there is enough state speaking going on that the state gets to say, nope, we don't want to be associated with that message.
There are many personalized license plates that have these messages on them around the country. So what are the wider implications on this decision?
Well, it's a big, big deal. And where we're going to see it notably is where the courts, the lower courts, are actually split on Choose Life license plates,
right,
and whether they can bat those away as a message they don't want to endorse. So that's going to be coming down the pike. But I think that really what the court was afraid of was the state of Texas being told, you know what, you have to have a Nazi symbol or other offensive symbols, and you don't get to pick and choose. So it seemed that the court was really afraid of the slippery slope of states being forced to host messages that they don't approve of.
And the court also ruled on another speech case today, Reed versus the town of Gilbert, Arizona. Tell us about that.
So this was the opposite of a close 5-4. This was a 9-0, Peter. And all nine justices, Clarence Thomas writing for the court, said that the town of Gilbert, Arizona, tiny little town, violated the free speech rights of a tiny little church, the Gilbert Presbyterian Church, by refusing to let them post signs around town directing public to worship services that tended to go from place to place. And what Thomas said, and the court agreed, is that the sign policy of Gilbert, Arizona, which had different rules for different categories of signs. So they had ideological signs, had some kinds of rules, political signs, different rules,
right,
and then, quote, event signs. These church signs would have been event size, had really, really draconian rules that said you have to post them only 12 hours before, you have to take them down an hour after. The court says, no way. That is a crazy policy. It discriminates based on the content of the sign, and it violates the First Amendment.
Well, when you take those two cases together, could you say something about what the court is thinking on free speech?
Hard to say. This is, you know, notoriously an incredibly speech-protective court, and some would say that that Breyer opinion about the Confederate flags is an outlier. But I think generally the court is much more nervous about symbols, as we saw today in Texas, than it is about just crafting rules that appear to be fair to everybody.
Mm. We also saw something about the mental disability. Tell us about that case.
This is just an interesting case. It's a bit of a follow-on to last year's case where the court was trying to determine what the marker is for someone's mental illness. And there was a lot of disputing and angriness amongst the justices in that case. Here we have a case where Justice Sonia Sotomayor feels really strongly that the court didn't look sufficiently seriously at the mental illness of the alleged perpetrator. Clarence Thomas writes a very, very furious dissent. In fact, so furious that some of the other justices don't sign on to parts of it, really highlighting how heinous and awful this crime was.
Well, just 2 weeks left in the session here before the justices recess for the summer, and 11 cases that we're still waiting on, including three big ones, gay marriage, subsidies in the Affordable Care Act, and lethal injections. We will keep a very close eye on that. Dahlia Lithwick covers the Supreme Court for Slate. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.